This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Becky, one of your hosts, and I'm sitting with Maggie.
Hey.
We've got...
Ouch. Becky just stared at me and then didn't say my name.
And we've got Rainy on the ones and twos.
Hi.
And that's all we have today, guys. That's the only people
the
in the room.
The ghost in the room.
We also have Matt McClain here.
Thank
on the
you.
Couch.
I'm here.
The chair. You guys, we heard you, we see you, we feel you, and we know you want to know more about Matt.
Yeah.
This little minx sitting next to us.
Me.
You're so much more than the weird quail man. You're so much more than a beautiful head of hair. What more? We're unsure. Let us know in the comments down below. Matt, we thought we'd play a game with you today.
Oh. You're feeling playful.
Feeling a little naughty. So, Matt, you are someone that we would describe as an everyman.
Mm-hmm.
You know a lot of things.
Everything.
And you know a lot of, like, weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Where you are going to use your big man brain. And you're gonna give us two truths and a lie.
Whoa.
And me, Maggie, and Rainey, with our little lady brains, are gonna try and figure out which one is the lie. So these two truths and a lie.
I didn't prepare for this.
Well, it was in the email, so you should have.
Right.
Think about it. It could be a question. It could be anything. It could be about you. It could literally be like, you know a lot of weird facts about apples. Like, you could give us two truths and a lie about apples.
And we can
it
go
could be
off
about your quails. Because you know what? There's someone in the audience and they're listening and they're like, yes, Matt, tell me about that.
Okay.
Because I know about it. Beautiful. Do you need a minute to like breathe and think and center yourself? Or
I have a starter question first.
Okay.
Why I think of questions.
Okay.
Or why I think of lies to tell you.
Okay.
Who is the most interesting person you've met this year so far? You know, the year's not over, but.
And it has to be met this year.
This year.
Okay. Yeah, and I know we're all jumping to answer this question. His name is Henry Habersberger.
Oh.
What the hell kind of question is that, Matt? We would all have the same answer.
Cannot be related to you, Becky.
Wow.
I guess he is interesting.
You kind of met him last year. He was in your body last year. You know?
That's true. Okay, I need another person. Okay.
You got to choose another
person. I know yours is Henry, so.
Mine's obviously Henry.
Yeah,
Hello.
Who's the second most interesting? I guess that's the question. Who's the second most interesting person you've met this year?
Hmm.
I think. I feel like Winnie the Pooh.
Kaylin was hired this year. She's pretty interesting.
Kaylin.
Oh. She's got lots of twists and turns.
Yeah. Mm.
She is very funny.
Yeah.
Her TikToks really tickle me.
She's
her
good,
personal
yeah.
ones and her Try Guys ones.
Yeah, she's very talented. She's very talented.
Are very funny. That's a great answer.
I'm trying to think of like other, I mean, she's because she's entered my life in a bigger way. Like I'm like, okay, who have I met like on a plane that I was just like, whoa.
What a world. Okay. This might be calling them out, but I doubt they listen to this. So we met this other couple. They were really, really nice. We were down in like a beach town. And this couple chatted us up because they had twins. We were obviously walking with Henry. And we were getting a vibe. Keith and I were like vibing. We were vibing with this couple. We were like, oh my God, should we like exchange numbers and hang out sometime? Because we like to go by the beach. So we could hit you up for like lunch or something. Because we've been talking for like 35, 40 minutes. So Keith's talking to the wife. I'm talking to the husband. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the babies. And Keith's getting us in a group chat, whatever. We say goodbye. They were so fun. She's like a yoga instructor. He did something with like surfing, I think.
Mm.
Whoa.
They ghosted us. We have not heard back.
You're not cool enough, huh?
I think that's it.
I feel like this is the opposite of my question.
But I was very interested by that. They were interesting. Like when you asked me like who's interesting, I'm like remembering these people being like, they were really interesting. I wish I could have been friends with them. And Keith and I don't know what to do because it's been too long to like message them and be like,
bumping this.
Yeah, bumping. And he's like, but maybe they're going, oh, it's been too long. You know, things got away from us. I mean, they have twins. That's a lot to deal
with. Right. That's probably what it is. But it is.
But they were interesting and we wanted to be their friends.
Yeah, I'm surprised. But I do, I'm surprised that they...
They just ghosted you.
If I meet somebody interesting and they ask to hang out, I'm like, oh my gosh, you just did such a act of, like, thank you for doing that yourself.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It seemed like one of those things where you're like, oh, I'm getting a vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I have that with some people where I'm like, oh, I want to be your friend.
Yeah. You know pretty quickly.
You know pretty quickly. Yeah.
I will say I was at this woman's house for this random reason. This other person was cat sitting her cat and she was really cool. And I thought about being like, oh, should we get coffee? And then I chickened out. But I am trying to build community and that's kind of how you do it.
Yeah.
But see, if she had done that to me, no way would I have ghosted. I would have been like, oh my gosh, she did the hard thing.
Right? And you're like, okay, yeah, I'll reach out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They might come back to you.
I hope they circle back.
How long ago was it?
Maybe a month.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a month. Yeah.
Not terrible.
A month is
it? Matt doesn't think our friends are, almost friends are that interesting. I don't even remember what it was about them that was so interesting, but they popped in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about you, Maggie?
Okay, so... I can't believe we're already in October because, like, thinking about who I've met since January 1st was daunting. But
yeah.
the one person that stood out just now, I was at a pottery class and I was like,
okay, wait. You go to pottery?
Well, I just went to, okay, so it's this local potter and he will throw mugs. He does like wine glasses you can do. He does like
wine glasses?
Yeah.
He does glass?
Well, they're not. Glasses. They're made out of ceramic, but it's okay. A wine glass.
Oh, whoa.
They're little copas. But he'll like throw them for you.
Yeah. If they're like ceramic.
Yeah. And then you go, he like has classes where it's like 10 to 15 people and you just like carve and he'll give you the supplies and he'll kind of like talk you through the technique and stuff. And the woman sitting next to me, she is a creative director for a very big brand. Uh-huh. And we all like started with like just blank cups. And so I decide that I'm going to do Bowie. She's doing like a dragon. I look over at her like 30 minutes in and she has like the most like beautiful piece of art next to her. And I was just like, how? She's also does like printmaking and stuff. So she's like, this is kind of similar to what I do. And she started showing me like things that she's made like scarves and handkerchiefs. But she was just like very fascinating and like very...
Oh my gosh.
Nice and kind. And I was like, I'm very intrigued by
that
you.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
I have it. You got to send me the link to the address. The
place.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been
looking for a pottery class.
Yeah.
Oh.
A creative outlet. That's not work. Are you guys in? Yeah. What's your creative outlet? I mean, you're probably busy.
Well, I actually did just start a new hobby.
You started a new hobby alert?
New hobby alert.
Yeah. Is it called making babies?
Ooh, Matthew. God, I hope not. I hope that hobby's ended. I started embroidery.
Wow.
Oh. It did make my arm hurt really bad though. So Keith had to like rub my arm for 20 minutes.
Your fingers and something like stick.
Yeah, you stick a little needle through. So in college we had to take like a basic sewing class so I can like hem things and like stitch things. And I was putting a little string on the twins' witch hats.
Cute.
For their Halloween costumes. And I was like, oh, I remember this. I like this. So I ordered a little embroidery kit just to like learn the first stitches. And it is good. It just needs to be done when Henny's asleep because it's hard to like
get into the flow.
Yeah. It's not something you can really like put down. And like the other day I put it down and was like, I lost a needle.
Yeah.
Oh,
I found it. I found it. But yeah, I realized it takes a lot more like concentration.
Yeah.
But I do like it. I want to like embroider a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this sweater. I want to put like Becky on it. You know?
All caps. All caps. Yeah. What are you making right now?
Right now it's just, it was like a beginner embroidery.
Oh, so it's like pattern. It has a pattern.
Yeah. And then there are instructions on how to do each of them. But I like looking up videos because it's more visual.
I don't
that
like
way.
Reading. Mm-mm. Yeah. Can't translate.
Yeah. So it's just like a little, it's got all the patterns. I'm doing a running stitch right now.
Cute.
Oh. I started embroidering a while ago as well. Why did I stop? You know why I stopped? Was because I got so frustrated threading the needle. I liked the actually stitching part, but I just like, I need one of those things that's like the plastic with the loop.
Oh, that can stick it in.
Yeah.
See, I get frustrated splitting the threads.
Yeah.
I'm like, why can't I just have the thread already be? Literally. Like, it gets in all those knots trying to take it apart. Yeah. So if anybody knows any tips for like splitting your thread that does not make a big knot.
What's your
at the
goal
bottom?
With embroidery? Like, what do you want to make? Like, what's your, when you close your mind, what do you feel like you can make? What's your, what do you want to attain? You know?
Well,
a shawl. Like, what is it?
A shawl.
Okay, well, you don't embroider a shawl.
You can.
I'm like envisioning like soft little blankets with Henry's name.
Oh, put things on it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, like what's your goal?
I want to make Henry a shirt that says Henny.
See?
Yeah.
She has a goal.
Yeah.
Henny.
Henry. I want to do it on like, basic t-shirts.
Maybe like, just do something. Get him a little baby bucket hat. Henry.
Yeah. A little vibe. Oh, a little like, you know, a little H somewhere that's just like a cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like fun.
A cool little.
A vibe.
A vibe check.
A vibe. Yeah. And I want to get better at like hemming. So it's helping me practice stitching.
Yeah. That could be big. I wish if I could know how to use a sewing machine, man.
Oh yeah. This is not a sewing. This is just a needle and thread. I can do like.
Like just sew up a hole.
Sew up a hole without making it look terrible.
I mean, Matt, do you have a creative outlet or is it mostly cooking?
Do you have hobbies?
Just like everything in life, you know. I do a lot of design stuff through projects. So that's like very creative. Mm-hmm. And then I do a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of like, you know, using your creative mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say you're A, type A or type B?
A.
No hesitation. No blink.
He'll send you an Excel spreadsheet with all the reasons why he's type A. Yes,
exactly. Yeah. Do you need one?
Do you have the two truths?
I do. I have three questions.
Oh, you're thinking we gave you enough time in there.
And then it also gave me enough time to ask you 20 questions about me.
Okay.
So we have two games we're going to play.
Okay.
The first one, I have three questions that are two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Based.
And the next
loosely.
One. Okay.
And then I have one that's 20 questions.
About you. And
about
we have to answer them.
And you have to guess.
Okay.
Because some of you, I doubt you'll know. So it'll be funny to see what you think about me. So really, this episode's more about what you think about me than what you actually know about me.
Assumptions about Matt.
Yeah.
Wow. Matt. Yeah, that's a good title.
Matt. Yeah. Okay.
All right, BB.
So here's the two truths and a lie.
Mm-hmm.
There are over 1 million craters on the moon.
Wait.
What the...
Remember, because it could be about him or it could be about stuff that he knows about.
Oh, okay.
This there is are over 1 million craters on the moon. There are 7,702 satellites orbiting Earth.
Did you know this from your head?
Or you can't see.
Dr. Google.
You can't see how many solar flares there are on the sun.
What's a solar flare?
Like when it goes like.
Like you can't see. At one time, yeah. What's your guess?
Which one is the lie and which one's the truth?
It's two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. So which one's the lie?
So two are true and one's a lie. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there are a million craters on the moon. That's my gut.
How many do you think there are?
More. Because it's like very big. Right? A million seems small for how big the moon is.
Yeah.
True.
And what was the other one?
7,702 satellites around the Earth.
Oh yeah, that I could really.
Yeah, that I could
believe
that.
I could believe that.
They're all Elon satellites.
Elon, the Russians, China. It's all of them. They're zip zip zip.
Yes,
we're sending satellites up left and right. I think.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna go with the last one. The sun flares.
Sun flares. Yeah. You're right.
That's a lie.
That's the lie. You can't see all the sun flares.
No, you can't. You can see them. Like you can see the sun flares. You know.
Rainy, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
Because the lie was you can't see them.
You just gave three truths.
I said you can't see how many solar flares there are. So that's
a lie.
You
can see them.
So you can see them, yeah.
You can see every solar flare?
Yeah, they can like document them. There's like satellites.
With your eyes?
I never said with your eyes. That was in your mind, Becky. Can you see all the craters and the moon with your eyes? No, you don't get it. Next one.
Matthew.
Tell me which of these is not an actual name of a lemon.
Matthew, I thought we were learning about you today.
No, it could be
that's
about
my
anything.
Next one. She's talking about anything.
It could be about his. These are his interests.
Are these your interests?
Becky put me on the spot, so I'm putting Becky on the spot.
Yeah, and when he means on the spot, it means I sent an email like 2 days ago.
I'm not checking my email every day, Becky.
Wait,
I'm professional.
Are you really into the ash space?
No, but I thought it was a good one.
I thought it was a good one.
Because no one would know about that stuff. Not this crowd.
Gotcha.
Not this crowd. Okay, give it to us. What are not names of lemons?
Yeah, which one?
Which one is not a lemon name?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Bonnie Bray, Syracuse, or Volcomer?
Oof.
I really don't know.
I'm locking in.
One more time.
Bonnie Bray, Syracuse, or Volcomer?
Okay.
Which one is not the name of a lemon?
Syracuse,
okay.
I also think Syracuse is not a name of a lemon.
I agree with that.
I think you're from near Syracuse.
It was a trick question. They're all names of
lemons. Oh, my God. I don't like playing games with you.
There's no winning. Yeah, I guess that's the lesson that we learned. I don't know if anyone's ever played a game
with
Matt.
Here's one about me. Okay, here's a more traditional one.
Okay.
Right? I love candy corn.
False.
I love Twizzlers and I love milkshakes.
So which one's false?
Which one's the lie? Yeah.
Okay.
Which one don't I like?
I know.
Silence.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
Twizzlers.
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 Yeah, I hate Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Do you hate the taste or the texture or the energy around them?
It's just like...
Like the context with
bad
you eat
vibes,
them.
Bad vibes.
Twizzlers.
Like, is it me?
The flavor's not great, and then they're also just like eating plastic.
Mm, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Candy corn tastes a lot less like plastic. Thank goodness.
It's made with real honey.
Nature's candy corn.
I'm pretty sure it's cornstarch or corn syrup, but...
It's made with real honey. Check the ingredients.
Is it me, or sometimes I get two different kinds of Twizzlers? Like, there's the one that's rippable, and then it's the one that's hard. I like the rippable one.
Yeah. Well, those are two different kinds of Twizzlers.
I didn't know there were
Twizzlers. You get a Twizzlers pull and peel.
That's what I like.
Or the Twizzlers OG.
Mm.
Yeah, I like the
red
like
vine
the
or Twizzlers.
Beer. Yeah.
Twizzlers. I like red vine every once in a while, but I think you get sick off of red vines. But you can't get sick off of Twizzlers. It's like not possible.
Plastic. It just goes through your body.
Yeah.
Plastic.
You just poop it out. It goes, it's like corn. It comes back out as a Twizzler.
Oh, God. Stop.
Dead. So funny. All right. So I have another game for us to play.
Yeah. Okay.
This is another guessing game.
Okay.
I really love to watch you guys guess things.
Matt's just punking us this entire
What's Matt's
episode?
New hobby is watching people guess things. Okay.
So I thought of all of these questions. And instead of 20 questions, you normally ask one person, right? 20 questions.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm going to ask 20 questions to you guys to see what you think about me.
Mm.
Right?
Sure.
So the first question is, what kind of student was I when I was in school? Don't all like jump at once, you know?
I mean, obviously, a studious, note-taking little brown noser. 100%.
Brown noser.
100%.
I feel like you were teacher's little pet.
Yeah. You were bringing apples in.
Yeah.
You were complimenting the teachers on their outfits.
You raised your hand when you were supposed to, before you spoke.
Yeah.
You took
only
notes.
To some teachers. You know? Some teachers I didn't like.
Mm, wow.
Those teachers he
killed with kindness.
Did his answers in blue ink instead of black.
Red, so they couldn't mark it as wrong. I was an A+ student.
A+. Okay.
What did I want to be when I was little?
Little Matt.
Yeah.
Well, Little Matt liked horses.
Yep.
So I feel like Little Matt thought he was going to be like a professional horse rider or a farmer.
Wrong. Maggie.
I want to say like pilot or captain.
Wrong.
Okay. You do Rainy. Give those vibes.
Yeah.
I gotta be firefighter.
Wrong.
What was it?
No one here knows me.
Nobody what was it?
I wanted to be a vet.
Oh. I was thinking something with animals, possibly.
Yeah.
You love animals.
Yeah. What was my favorite color when I was a toddler?
Blue. A toddler?
Wrong.
Red.
Wrong.
Yellow.
Pink. You're wrong.
All wrong.
Pink, that's my favorite color.
Yeah, I love pink. Me too. Wait, I loved pink when I was really little.
What had you stop it? Like, okay, you were like, wanted to be a vet until, like, what did you realize?
So you had to, like, cut things open.
Oh, yeah.
That's gross. Mm. Like, yeah. I could give, like, shots and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, wound care. Mm. But as soon as you're, like, cutting open, having to take
surgery.
Stuff out.
Yeah.
You don't want to remove any dog kidneys.
No. Any uteruses, you know?
You're giving hysterectomies to animals?
That's what they do to fix them.
Yeah.
They take out the whole uterus for animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, for dogs and cats when they get
them fixed. They would just, like, tie their tubes.
Yeah.
Where are they going to tie them to?
I'm looking this up. This failed vet over here.
They just go snip, snip. They just cut it all out. It's
well, yeah, I know
out.
It's snip, snip for
that's pretty
boy
intense
dogs.
It's pretty intense surgery to remove an entire uterus.
Let's
I'm not
see.
Actually yeah. sure.
I thought they moved the whole thing.
They do?
The ovaries and the uterus are completely removed in order to sterilize a female dog.
But that's whoa. Easier just to go snip, snip, snip. Just...
Some veterinarians are now performing an ovarectomy where only the ovaries are removed.
Oh my gosh.
Well, is it? Yeah, because then they can still menstruate.
I just can't believe it's the whole thing.
Oh.
It's I'm guessing.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wow.
You learned something today.
I certainly did.
Certainly did. Wow. Certainly something I wasn't going to learn on my own anyway.
I'm going to hold all my pets tighter. That's so sad. I didn't
know. Poor Emma.
The whole thing. Emma, yeah. That's really the only one. All the other ones were snip, snip.
Okay, next question. What was my favorite Disney character when I was little?
Goofy.
Wrong. Mm. Rainy.
Prince Charming.
Wrong.
Prince Eric.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Wrong. It was Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
Aww.
I love Minnie Mouse so much that when my sister was born, I asked my mom to name her Minnie.
Wow. Aww.
What did you like about Minnie Mouse? What spoke to you?
The pink.
Probably the pink.
The shoes.
Yeah.
A feminine charm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her he likes dress, that vibe.
You know? Yeah.
What did your mom say when she named your sister Katie instead? Like,
I was
did
mad.
She apologize? Like,
no.
What did you do? Did you throw a fit?
I don't remember.
Did you threaten to run
so
away?
So long ago.
Little baby suitcase.
I think she got me like a Minnie Mouse doll instead or something. You know?
This is your
like
baby
stuffed,
now.
Man. Yeah, here's your Minnie.
Minnie right? is a pretty cute name, though.
Minnie is. A
I
cute
would name
a
daughter Minnie.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What sports do you think I played in elementary school?
Baseball.
You're an all-American boy.
No, actually, my mom made me play T-ball, which is what you play before baseball.
Okay, it's like the same thing.
Yeah.
And I cried so much. I was only did one game, and then they didn't make me go back because I hated it so much.
What did you not like about it?
Because when they throw the ball at you, it's mm-hmm. like going towards your face, you know?
You don't like balls going towards your face?
No, Becky. Only you do.
tickled.
No. Why do you think I played Rainy? I did not play baseball.
Okay, so obviously you're an equestrian.
Yeah.
And I'm also just picturing context clues, upstate New York. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's in upstate New York? A lot of football. But as a baby or like football. As a little kid, I don't think you would. So
I love this thought process.
Yeah. <you know? laughs> maybe soccer.
I did. Soccer. Wow.
How is soccer yes. that ball's going at your face?
Because they're on the ground.
Don't people kick them and it can
yeah, but you don't have to use your hands.
Oh, so you only like the feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not balls, just feet.
Okay. No hands, just feet.
And then what? There was more though. So what
track
else?
And field.
Oh yeah.
That wasn't until later.
Big running mm-hmm. energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you still run?
Cross country.
No, I hate running now.
Oh, okay.
I did swim.
Mm. A swimmer
in flippers. New York, so cold mornings.
Burr.
Well, it was like in elementary school. It's not as you know, it's not the same as
stuff. Yeah,
in like indoor pools,
high school and stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Swim team.
What did you swim? What was your stroke?
Well, then they're all just like small. You know, I've everything was just like 100. You know, it's like because when you're tiny, that's you can't like, swim as far.
It doesn't seem like you really liked swimming. Like, did you do like this kind of swimming?
Yeah,
this kind of swimming. This kind of swimming.
All the above.
This kind of swimming.
Yes. Diving.
Diving.
Now it's on the dive team.
Okay. What was my favorite toy growing up?
Your Minnie Mouse toy. Stuffed animal.
That was probably second.
Toy horse.
No. Oh, yeah.
But I did have like the Briar horses.
Oh my gosh. I had the Briar horses too.
Yeah.
I loved the Briar horses.
Yes. Yes.
They're like did these like really horses? Cool, no. pretty you're horses.
Not a, you're not a horse girl? Mm-mm. You're not a horse girl, Maggie?
No, no, I don't think horses. I had I don't think I had a Briar horse.
Did you
horse.
Have like the big ones? Like the, oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
My sister and I shared a few, but we mostly had the little like, the littler ones mm-hmm. with like the real hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not real, but like they're plastic. Because the big Briar horses, I mean, I don't want to show my Colorado, but the big Briar horses are like beautiful. Like they're like works of art practically.
They look beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. So they're like 3 feet?
No, they're like this. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're still like mom.
Shireen's yeah. like riding it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm imagining.
What do you think my favorite toy was?
A Mr. Potato Head.
No, but that's a good guess. Legos.
Legos. Love the Legos. Lego boy.
I love Legos so much. I did everything with Legos. And there was even a Lego magazine that came out. And you could submit photos of things you made to the Lego magazine. And they would like highlight people. Never got chosen.
Wow. What did you submit?
Like a little town I made. Not exciting enough.
Have you been to Legoland?
I have not. You want to go?
No.
Now there's a kid. It's kind of weird not to go without a kid, you know?
Yeah, it is weird to go without a kid.
Now we can
no,
take,
I guess it's not that weird. You can be a Lego adult. Like a Disney adult.
I think it's like a little different.
Says the Lego adult Lego. Singing, everything is awesome over here.
Okay. Close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
And picture what you think I look like in middle school.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Rainy, go. What did I look like?
Tucked in, shirt tucked into your khakis, and double collar, and some like coastal bracelets.
Hard miss. Okay. Maggie, close your eyes. Picture me in middle school. What do you see?
Okay, I see Hollister/Abercrombie polos with boat shoes and fitted shorts.
Dapper.
Closer, but miss. Okay. Becky, close your eyes.
Pop collar.
Picture me in middle school. What do you see?
Matt.
Pop collars are more high school time, you know?
Middle school. Matt has a bowl cut. Oh. He's very short. He's wearing bright t-shirt and bright shorts, like a Mickey or Minnie t-shirt with like everything is cotton. They're all cotton, no denim.
I'm in a cult.
Tie-dye.
Wrong. You're all wrong.
Wow. What did you look
I
like?
I had huge glasses.
Oh.
And then it was like, back then everything was so baggy, mm-hmm. like so big. Oh. So all the pictures are just like huge t-shirts and like pants.
Didn't I say
and then like
t-shirt?
Shaggy hair.
Shaggy hair.
Yeah, like longer.
Oh.
Almost like you there know? Was a bowl on top of your head and then someone cut it?
Mm. No.
Did you have like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody hair?
Like a little more tame than that.
Okay. You
know? Yeah.
So neat bowl.
So
neat
not bowl. Cute.
Nice bowl. So not small cute. Bowl. All I'm hearing is bowl over here.
What clubs do you think I belong to in college? This is a good one.
Definitely some sort of singing.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Really? Are you a singer?
I used to be.
He was on the acapella.
I'm definitely singing, and then I bet you were the coolest boy on campus, and you were in like Italian club.
I didn't have that.
Or some
would you
sort
have
of
joined
like,
it if you were in it,
yeah,
or
why
if
not?
They had it?
Why not?
Student I mean, council. I was student
the
council.
I was like the Italian 101 TA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, teach.
Teach.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely like a choir, okay. And then. I don't know, maybe something with one of your languages. Like a volunteer thing.
Okay, Rainey, what do you think?
I would say like student council.
No, I hated anything student government.
Oh,
poor an anarchist.
Anarchist. It was just the vibe of the people who were in it.
It was like too goody two, like two people are too into it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Maggie, what do you think?
I'm like thinking something like international business related.
UN.
Yeah, like
Model UN.
Yeah.
They didn't have that in college.
Debate.
I could see you being in debate.
I wasn't in debate.
Mm. He wasn't in any clubs.
Trick question.
No, I was. I did OBOC, off-Broadway, on campus.
Oh.
Oh.
singing. You were close.
That's fun.
It's fun. And I also did ballroom dance club.
Oh, I forgot about you.
Give us a little.
We, like, learn to do like the waltz and stuff. It was fun. Yeah, just like that.
Matt's
beautiful
moves. Matt's classic dance.
Yes, but I didn't do a lot of club. Like,
why didn't you
it
keep up ballroom yeah or swing?
Yeah, it was ooh fun when we did it, you know?
Yeah.
Did you compete
no
in ballroom?
It was just like they would have teachers come in and teach you how to do the different ones. And then, ooh, like twice a year, they would have like a dance, fine, you know, where you could go and then you could practice.
Ooh.
And it'd be fun to go with your friends and do that stuff.
Aww. Yeah. A formal, like a ball.
Like a ball.
That's very yeah wholesome.
Dance, yeah. Right? Very wholesome.
That's very wholesome.
Yeah.
Not what exactly I expect from you.
These backhanded compliments back and forth.
Whoa. Okay. What was my major in college for undergrad? Go, Becky.
International.
No.
Language. It was linguistics.
Yeah, you got it. Third try, she got it.
It was linguistics. You went too much school.
And then what I do for my master's?
International business.
Not business.
Relations.
Finance.
Mm.
International relations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then I got
an MBA.
MBA.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You were everyone a professional finance MBA player.
That's what I think of every time somebody
says MBA player. What is consulting? Maggie, first.
No,
what
you first, Matt. What is it?
You first.
I was a consultant for over 5 years. So what is a consultant, Maggie?
The type of consulting you did is you would go to different businesses and tell them how they can optimize their, like, was it you were doing like the culture or like their systems operations and how to make it better? Done.
That's pretty close. Okay. You hit a couple things. What is consulting?
Consulting, well, the thing is, consulting is a vast category, but it's essentially you're going in and telling businesses, yeah, like how to improve in whatever category you were in which case I'm going to guess.
I feel like it was different things.
I think it was like, yeah, was it like maybe management? Oh, HR maybe?
Pretty close.
I think I got
can
it.
Can you round it up?
I think I can.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you and your team would go to different companies and businesses, uh-huh, and you would focus on interpersonal relationships and the infrastructure that they had. So like their it's manuals, their oh the technology that they were using, you made yeah it so that everything was like streamlined and that their like training processes were
pretty close. Yeah.
Set up. And you would redo all their like handbooks and stuff.
You've learned so much.
Yeah. I remember I think years I asked you like the first 5 times you told me what you did. I was like, uh-huh. And then, yeah, and then someone would ask me and I'd be like
all the
oh
people side of business. Yeah, so it was like all the yeah communications, all the training, culture stuff, some HR stuff, but not like the law stuff of HR stuff. It was like the softer stuff mm-hmm from HR.
What's your number one tip to run a business? For interpersonal relations.
You run a business? I mean, people are your greatest asset.
Uh-huh.
So you have to like really make sure you take care of your people the way they want to be. So that could be like as simple as like if you have a team of people here, right? Like say we're a team and people like to be recognized in different ways.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like some people like to be called out and like lauded in front of everyone. Some people
why are you pointing
just
at me
want like right?
It's like a love language.
Yeah.
It's like what's your love language?
Yeah, gift like cards. It doesn't work for everyone. For uh-huh you know, it's not the same that's across true the board. You know, and people like different perks of the job. So you have to kind of like
figure out what they are and then give strategize. Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Free lunch.
Free lunch, by the way.
Feel,
it's a really big
make
deal.
Make people feel like they belong. You know, make people feel like they belong and they're being listened to and stuff like that. Then they'll be happier at their work and they'll stay there longer than.
Yeah. Is that what you learned at getting your MBA? Or like what kind of classes is it, MBA?
I'm not sure what MBA is like, more technical stuff.
Okay. It's like accounting.
Yeah. It's like a lot of accounting stuff, like marketing, branding, finance. Mm-hmm.
Mm, lots of tests.
Fun. Oh my God, so many tests. I'm never going back to school. Can you imagine?
No, okay. Your PhD.
Dr. Matt.
I'm waiting. I'll go
Dr.
after
Matt.
You, Maggie.
Dr. Maggie.
After Maggie goes, then I'll go. I'll follow in your footsteps.
Yeah, you're going to get your PhD in nursing.
Okay, so next question. What was your first impression of me, Maggie? Go.
Oh.
Oh, my first impression of
Matt.
Yeah,
when did you first meet me? Because you met Eugene before me, obviously.
I did meet Eugene. And I feel like, oh no, I met Eugene the day Zach and I met. But I met you, I don't remember. What, did I meet you at like a brunch? Do you remember when we first met?
You tell me.
I'm pretty sure I met you at like a brunch.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a brunch. I remember you were kind and warm and I wanted to be your friend.
Love it.
Yeah.
Rainey, what was your first impression of me?
I'm trying to, because I'm like, okay, I definitely remember looking you up on Instagram because I was doing You Can Sit With Us and I was like, wait, then Eugene's partner, like, let's find out who he is. So I think I was probably like,
you met me on Instagram.
I met you on Instagram.
On the internet.
I think I was like, wow, he does not post a lot for being, for, like, you
know, I know. Like, I'm not that big of an influencer.
He reposts a lot. It's almost like he never posts his own stories. He only restories everyone else's.
Why else do you have friends?
But I feel like the time I first met you must have been in the office. Yeah. I'm like, was it at a party? It probably was at a party.
Mm.
Do you remember when you first met Rainey?
Yeah, do you?
I thought it was on the pod, like when I came really in one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that was the first.
I feel like you were in the ether so much that I was like, okay, here he is in person.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
But you know what I'll say? I definitely was like, oh, he's very witty. Very funny.
Witty, funny.
But that might have been within the first hour, you know?
Oh, then it wears
maybe
off.
Not like first impact.
Yeah.
Wow. Or no, like
shine wears off.
Not like the first impression I think of was like, okay, first second that I'm seeing you, you know?
Wow.
But within the hour, I was like, oh, okay, very clever.
Clever girl.
Clever girl.
Becky, do you remember?
No.
You don't remember anything about me? Who are you?
Do I know you? I first met you at the BuzzFeed holiday party at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Yep. Wow. Mm.
First impression was drunk.
Open bar.
First impression was open bar. No, I thought you were really nice, really funny, and I thought you were very pretty.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Such good compliments. Such good compliments today.
This is all he's just fishing for compliments. That's what he wants.
He's like, tell me I'm pretty.
Humble is what I thought, you know, modest.
What's your favorite thing that I've ever cooked for you?
You made me like it's a vegan Caesar salad once that like blew me away. You used like breadcrumbs and like an herb hand immersion blender. And I think I like text you every 3 months and I'm like, what did you put in there? I really enjoyed that salad a lot.
Homemade salad dressing.
It was salad so good.
It's really good.
Yeah. Mm. It was so good.
Okay, Becky, what's your favorite thing? You're like popcorn.
Popcorn. That was definitely my favorite. I bought a Whirly Pop just for that.
Was it the mini popcorn?
The mini popcorn, yeah. That's the one who introduced me to mini. I made the mini popcorn yesterday.
I didn't even know there was a thing. No.
What is it?
Listeners.
It's like popcorn, but it's mini-sized.
Like so it's even
tiny,
smaller.
It's tiny. Yeah, it's tiny popcorn.
It's even smaller than popcorn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Yeah. I thought they were just like broken off, like bottom of the bag. No. That's just
small,
how they are.
Yeah.
They
were good.
Little kernels. Yeah. I feel like they can hold the salt a little better.
Yeah.
Also,
I almost wanted to use like a spoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're teensy.
Yeah. Also, I don't like the chips and like the like hard kernel in the popcorn. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the smaller they are, the smaller the chips.
Yeah. That's a vibe. I think the favorite thing I ever cooked for me was for your birthday 1 year, your parents got you a bunch of seafood.
Yeah, lobster.
It was a lobster feast, and we had lobster, and we had shrimp, and we had mussels and clams.
Yeah,
and Matt made the lobster. Like we had like the little claw cracker things and butter and sides, and Matt made bread. So that was a birthday I was very happy to benefit from. I was like, happy birthday to you.
Lobster feast.
It was
very good.
Thanks,
Betsy and Steve.
Thanks, Betsy and Steve. That was delicious. Shout out.
If I were an animal, what animal would I be? Rainey, you first.
Me first. Okay. I think one of those little wild cats.
Little wild cats.
A little wild
very
cat.
Agile.
Like a feral cat. Very, or like...
No. They're like, what? Lynx.
Oh, I like that.
Lynxy, slinksy.
Okay. Yeah, Maggie, what about you?
If you were an animal, I would say probably like a peacock. Because you're just like beautiful and elegant and like you don't need to do so much. and everyone loves you.
Wow.
So, you can live in Arcadia.
Are you
now.
That, Becky?
You can live in Arcadia. I think you'd be a wolf.
Oh.
A wolf.
Why is that? What's your reason?
No explanation necessary. I think you're very determined and very cunning, and you have really good hair. Okay. You have laser focus.
Laser eyes.
Laser eyes, and you can be a predator when you need to be, but a puppy when you need to be, too.
Aww. Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very alpha animals, I feel like.
Yeah, alpha energy.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys. That's my next question is, what is the most Virgo thing about me?
Alpha energy.
I gotta look it up. List some Virgo things.
Well, Beyonce is a Virgo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So just list things about Beyonce.
Talented performer, multifaceted.
Thank you.
Rockin' bod. What are Virgo-y things? Hierography.
Wait, what are
your beautiful children?
Yeah. Thank you.
Rising and moon signs. Do you know?
I think my rising is also a Virgo.
Whoa.
Double
Virgo. I had like two Virgo. Yeah.
Your Virgo
I forgot what
through.
The moon was.
What are Virgo-y things?
We'll ask Eugene. We'll text him.
Well, you should know this. Well,
are Virgos type A?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Maggie, first sentence.
Are Virgos mean?
I feel like they're very loyal to their friends. Is that like one of them?
Yeah.
I have a lot of Virgo friends. I should know this.
I mean, Virgos are. Do you know about Virgos?
Maybe straight edge, very planning.
I thought she was going to call you plain.
Very plain. Like, very plain, boring. High
milk toast.
Yeah. I feel like achieving. Like a, ooh, high achieving.
Humble, high practical. Strong.
Yeah, strong.
Kind, sympathetic.
Very, usually like very organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Systematic.
Like plan ahead.
Systematic.
Yeah.
Serial killer adjacent.
Yeah, watch out.
I do.
Where you live.
You did an ad read once and you were like, it's very, because I'm a Virgo, I like athletic greens. We love it. And it played like 18
That's
times.
That's very funny.
Yeah, they kept being like, we're just going to use this spot. I was like, okay,
it's a great spot. Yeah.
It's true. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
Virgo.
Yeah.
Love.
Okay.
A perfectionist.
Yeah, perfectionist. Yeah. So what's the most Virgo thing about me, though? You still don't know. You're still confused.
Systematic.
I feel like practical. Like,
you love systems. There's a system for everything.
That's true, there is.
Practical. No,
and in everything for a system. In systems we trust. When automation takes over the world, Matt will be
Virgos
first
will be
in
there.
Line.
Virgos will be there.
Matt will finally be at peace.
Yeah. Matt will be at peace when the machines.
I always try to automate everything.
Yeah.
I do. Even my lights. Oh. I'm like, I'm home and the lights will like turn on. Yeah. Like,
it's
good night
movie time.
And everything goes off and all the doors lock and all the TVs go out. Like, yeah.
Oh, that's huge. I'm in the process of trying to systematize everything in the podcast. It's not natural to me. I'm an Aquarius.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if that means that I'm not organized, but.
Loosey-goosey.
I feel like spirit, like very airy Aquarius.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
oh, yeah.
Maybe. But maybe we'll get you to consult and just change everything in here.
Get the system.
Yeah. Get the SD cards working. Get the hard drives
yeah,
working.
You need a checkboard up there on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, a checkboard. Yeah. I don't know what the checks would be. We should definitely have that.
We should definitely have one.
Whiteboard calendar, maybe.
A love. Vibes.
Exactly. Okay, Maggie, final answer.
Of what was
the
question?
Most Virgo thing about
the
me.
The most Virgo. That was the question. I would say you're just very practical. You never get like overly anxious or like hyper fixate on a certain detail. You're very like whole picture and practical.
I try to be. It's
yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, there's no use in being anxious about like, we're just going to tackle this.
Can't
like look at it optically.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to work through it. Whereas I'm like very like, dramatic. Matt, what do I do? Yeah. So I think that's you.
Amazing. Thank you. What's one thing you think I could do better?
Oh my gosh.
Just one?
Just one thing?
too many.
This is a very brave question. I would never ask anybody
literally
this.
Never.
I would never be like, do you have anything
can
that I
can improve
on? Can I
have some constructive feedback?
Yeah, I'd rather quit my job.
This is the consultant in me.
Yeah. What could you improve upon?
Because like, you need to call me more.
More FaceTimes, more intimate phone calls. What could you?
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, you go.
I think you could express your emotions more.
That's true. I'm not good at that.
I feel like sometimes you don't talk about if you are feeling sad or angry.
Yeah, that's what adults were.
That's what adults were. It sounded like you said that's what adults are for. I feel like you could be more open with your emotional side. But I think you don't open up about your emotional side because Eugene gives all of his emotions.
Eugene has a lot of emotions.
He has a lot of emotions. So sometimes I think that makes you pull your emotions in.
Absorbing his emotions.
Because you're absorbing his emotion.
Yeah. Mm. A sponge.
You are a sponge. You're SpongeBob SquarePants. You, what animal do you remind me of? A sponge. A sponge that wears suspenders.
Lives under the sea.
And is dating Ariana Grande.
That is actually me. How did you find out?
TMZ and Dumois, baby.
Right.
I mean, when was the last time you cried? Let's get into it now.
I can't even remember.
Do you not cry?
Not that often, no.
Mm. Not even like from a movie?
Maybe like teary-eyed, you know.
Or like
movies aren't real.
Or when you get frustrated.
Movies when are I get frustrated, real. My like Italian side comes out and I get really like
heated.
Blow up.
Oh.
It's opposite.
Scary. Opposite.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you even what's your mindset in like, okay, asking for criticism? Are you just like, it's better to know? Or like how do you like reckon with the emotions of like, what if people say something real? Like that well,
they're
actually
already thinking
like,
it, so why? Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Mm. Yeah.
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 And then you're like, you just lick your wounds later.
Well, why would you be hurt about it?
Your shortcomings?
Yeah.
He's like, well, this is so small, it couldn't hurt my feelings.
I'm inspired.
I'm inspired. Like,
that's really what I need to be doing.
Amazing. Yeah.
Take the emotion out of it.
Take the emotion out. He's also a man.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't want to point at the man in the room here, but.
Whoa, okay.
Hey, Maggie, what do you want to tell Matt to his face that he can improve upon?
I feel like I said it earlier. You're like, this is such like a cop out answer, but I'm like, oh, you're such a perfectionist. Like, you should like not be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, I'm too hard on myself.
That's what I would do if you put me on the spot like that.
I'm hard on him. Matt's favorite person.
Becky, I'm everyone's favorite person. Okay? What are you talking about? Okay, I have one more question. Are you ready? What role do I usually play in the friend group?
Ooh, that's a good one. I feel like you're like the voice of reason. If like tensions are high, shit's going down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like a gossipy little bitch.
No,
that's
reserved for me and Zach, obviously. And Maggie will be anxious.
I will be anxious. That's me. Matt is very like, I'll call Matt and I'll be like spiraling about like one little detail of my life. And I'm like, Matt, I don't understand how like, you don't have problems. Is it that you don't have problems or am I dramatic? But yeah, I feel like you're just like very grounded and you're like, don't get like caught up in like the little things. Let's think about this. There's not any benefit to being anxious. It's like walking outside with an umbrella when it's not even raining yet. Like relax.
Mm.
Oh.
Relax.
Deep breaths.
Yeah.
That's a good practical. I like that metaphor a lot.
Yeah. And he's like the type of person that can like command calmness without, because you know how some people are like, calm down or like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That makes me just irate. So yeah, I think that you're very practical.
Calming energy.
Calming. Yeah.
Is that what you tell yourself when you're anxious? Like it's no need. You're
like, no umbrella,
umbrella.
No umbrella. No umbrella. No umbrella.
Because
no.
I recently, so
Zach
Jonathan,
and I just start giggling. He's like, here you go again. Like, listen to yourself.
Oh, that's
I'm
cute.
Like, you're right.
You're like, take a step back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jonathan joined the podcast department recently, and when I get anxious, he's like, "It's not a problem until it's a problem." That's what he keeps repeating, and I'm like, "That's a pretty good phrase."
That's true.
That's a good.
He's also a man.
That's the thing.
He's also a man. It's hard sometimes.
It's hard. Yeah. It's easier. Yeah. It's but what? How do you qualm your anxiety? What do you say to yourself?
I say everything in the world is okay. Even though it's like very much not okay, like in the actual world.
Yeah.
But I think reminding yourself you're not actually going to die.
Oh, yeah.
In whatever the moment is.
Yeah. You're like, okay, wait, right now I'm actually sitting on an office chair. It's totally fine.
I'm sitting in an office chair.
I heard it.
I'm literally everything.
It's not
going to
be a problem in 5 years.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And it's not a problem.
5 years? I have to keep it. I have to know something might be a problem.
Now, like if 5 years from now.
Am I going to
picture
back?
Yourself in 5 years and you look back and be like, oh my God, if I miss this deadline in 5 years, you probably won't even remember that. I wouldn't remember that.
Well, deadline. Unless you lose your job and then you're searching for a job and then you don't have a job.
And then maybe and then you found a better job because that job wasn't right for you because they weren't setting you up for success.
Oh, very nice.
The voice of reason.
The voice of reason. I
the
love
voice
that.
Of reason. The voice of reason. Did your parents tell you to like relax a lot when you were a kid? Like, were you like a big rule follower?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, did they ever tell you to not follow the rules as much?
No.
No.
Oh.
Did your mom?
Yeah.
Did your parents tell you to not follow
the
rules?
My parents were always like, you're a tattletale. Stop being a tattletale. Sometimes people are going to do the right thing and you don't have to tell us about it.
You're still tattling. Okay.
Like, guess what? These are the rules.
They must be followed.
They must be followed. These are the rules. Why are we breaking the rules?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How do you think you became such a calm adult?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
What do you think contributes? Is it like self-perseverance? You're like, I'm going to get you, you tell yourself, or did you rely on external factors as a child to get over things?
I think also when I was younger, my sister was a very colicky baby and she was crying all the time.
Oh.
There's a lot of like chaos, I think.
Around
it's
you.
It's easy. It like taught me how to shut. My own bubble.
Oh,
a little bit.
Interesting.
Do you think that has helped you or hindered you in life?
Ooh.
And I'm still here.
So. We're getting deep.
Doing pretty good. On my way to 100.
Can you think of an instance where that hindered you in life?
Not yet.
Only going up.
I've got to get that X chromosome.
Matt in therapy. Yeah. I see Matt with the therapist like recording. I think it would be so good.
I feel like your therapist would be like, okay, so you're cured. Like, I don't think you need to come to me every week.
Yeah. Matt's going to be like, I actually wanted to ask you some questions. Yeah. Matt, what is one new thing you've learned about yourself this year?
Oh, about myself this year.
Yeah.
I think I try to do too many things at once is what happens to me. So I've learned that I need to like take more breaks. Press pause. I need to take a breath. Don't go so gung forward. Reassess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes more time to like sometimes the most productive thing you can do is rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. That's hard to like, you know.
When you're not around, you're already taking on so much.
I go, 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 go.
Especially if that's how you're raised. I was raised by No Break Susan.
Yeah, No Break.
No Break.
You gotta keep going. Keep going.
I would love that nickname.
Speed Racer Susan.
I adore that. No Break Matt.
Yeah.
No Break Susan. That's a great name.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for coming and sitting with me, learning all about me. If you have more questions, feel free to send them along, and Becky and Maggie and Raina will answer them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because they know everything about me
now. We're mat experts now.
We are now mat experts.
Mat experts.
Mat experts.
Yes. A-plus students.
Well, thank you so much for sitting with us. Until next time, please tip your servers. Be kind to yourself. Take a break. Take a break.
Take a break.
Get vaxxed. Register to vote. Vote. Get boosted. Pee after sex. And until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.